All right, let's dive into some stocks that are really making some noise in the market right now.
Sounds good.
You know, you've got your eye on a pretty interesting mix here. We've got gaming giants trying to reinvent themselves, financial disruptors kind of shaking things up, and even some players riding that crypto wave. And we're gonna unpack what's driving all this investor interest in these companies and maybe even uncover some risks that people should know about.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think what's really fascinating is how this group of stocks you've picked really kind of reflects the different, appetites of investors right now.
Okay.
Some are chasing those high risk, high reward opportunities,
Right.
and others are kind of seeking stability in those big tech giants.
Okay, so let's start with a company that's trying to make a big comeback.
Okay.
GameStop.
Yeah.
You know, remember going into their stores, browsing the shelves?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're trying to leave those brick and mortar days behind, transform into a digital powerhouse.
Yeah, it's a bold move. And I think what's really got investors interested is their multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
They're not just like expanding their online platform. They're making some strategic acquisitions. Like just last month, they acquired a small online gaming accessory retailer
Interesting.
just to boost their presence online.
Okay.
And then there's all the buzz about their NFT marketplace.
Right, NFTs. For anyone listening who needs a refresher, think of them like digital trading cards, right?
Yeah.
Each one is unique, can be bought and sold. GameStop's trying to carve out a space in this booming market, you know, with its own platform. But are they a little late to the party? What makes their marketplace stand out?
I think that's the big question. They're entering a space that's already pretty crowded.
Right.
So they're going to need a really good strategy to attract creators and collectors. One advantage that they might have is that they have an existing customer base of gamers who are already, familiar with digital assets.
Yeah.
But they'll have to compete with those established giants like OpenSea, which has a huge, huge head start.
Right. And let's not forget about the GME stock itself. It's been on a roller coaster ride,
Oh, for sure.
to say the least.
It's a classic example of that, meme stock frenzy.
Yeah.
Social media hype drove the price up like crazy last year, but it's been extremely volatile
Yeah.
ever since. So, if the turnaround works out,
Right.
but so are the risks.
Yeah, definitely a high risk, high reward scenario there.
Yeah.
So let's move from that to companies that want to kind of revolutionize how we manage our money.
Okay.
Let's talk about Robinhood and SoFi. They're both aiming to disrupt the traditional financial industry, but in slightly different ways.
Yeah, Robinhood really went after, those younger investors with their app-based, commission-free trading model.
Yeah.
It was a game changer, right? It made investing so accessible to a whole new generation. They've been, expanding into other financial products like crypto trading, even offering cash management accounts, but they've also faced scrutiny over their revenue model and how they handled these, crazy market conditions.
Yeah, that's right. And SoFi is kind of taking a different approach, building more of a one-stop shop for all things finance, right?
Wow.
They've got loans, investments, and even snagged a national bank charter recently.
Exactly. That bank charters, that's a big deal for SoFi. It
Yeah.
allows them to offer a wider range of banking services, potentially giving them a competitive edge.
Right.
Think of it like before the charter, they were this like really cool fintech startup.
Right.
But now they can play in the big leagues, with the big banks.
Yeah.
They have the potential to be a real like financial hub for their users.
So for our listener, if they're, not really familiar with what a bank charter is,
Yeah.
it basically gives SoFi the same, privileges and regulatory oversight as any major bank. It gives them a lot more freedom and flexibility.
Exactly. Yeah. But both Robinhood and SoFi are working within a complex regulatory landscape.
Right.
They need to prove they can, manage risks, protect their customers' data, operate within the rules. And of course, they need to find ways to make money from their services and turn a profit while staying true to their mission of, democratizing finance.
So we've got one company trying to make a comeback
Right.
and two companies trying to change the game. Coming up next, we're going into the world of cryptocurrency with Coinbase and Marathon Digital. You might know Coinbase, but Marathon Digital might be a new name for you.
Yeah, Coinbase is like, it's like the gateway drug to the crypto world, right, for a lot of people. It's a user-friendly platform where you can buy, sell, and store a whole range of cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
And I think one thing that makes them stand out, especially in an industry that's still, you know, figuring out regulations, is their commitment to regulatory compliance.
Yeah.
They've really made an effort to, you know, play by the rules, which I think appeals to some investors who, you know, want that sense of security in such a volatile market.
Okay, that makes sense. So then you have Marathon Digital, which focuses on Bitcoin mining.
Right.
Think of it like a digital gold rush.
Yeah.
Powerful computers competing to solve complex equations.
Mm-hmm.
Earn Bitcoin as a reward.
Exactly.
Marathon's been, you know, busy expanding its mining operations.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, a big question mark over the environmental impact.
Right. That's a major concern with cryptocurrency in general.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin mining, you know, especially,
mm.
it just consumes so much energy, which really raises questions about its sustainability.
Yeah.
Marathon Digital is trying to address that, you know, by exploring more sustainable energy sources for their mining.
Okay.
But it's an ongoing challenge for the entire industry.
So both Coinbase and Marathon Digital are pretty tied to the ups and downs of Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if Bitcoin soars, they're going to benefit. But if Bitcoin crashes,
uh-oh,
they're going to feel the pain, too.
Exactly. They're very much leveraged plays on the future of cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Which makes them, you know, both exciting and risky.
Yeah.
And their success also hinges on wider adoption of cryptocurrency.
Right.
I mean, if Bitcoin remains this niche interest, their growth potential is going to be limited.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so we've got a March. It's interesting how companies tied to cryptocurrency, you know, like Coinbase and Marathon Digital, are attracting investors who are, you know, okay with a certain level of risk. Speaking of risk and reward, let's switch gears to a company that's been trying to, like, kind of regain its footing in the social media world, Snap Inc., the company behind Snapchat. Yeah.
Are they back on track, or are they still struggling to find their place?
Yeah, Snap's been facing an uphill battle for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, hit hard by changes in advertising policies.
Yeah.
You know, like those implemented by Apple, which made it tougher for them to track user data and target ads effectively.
Yeah.
They've had to, you know, adjust their strategies and find new ways to make money from their platform.
But they're not giving up.
No.
Right. They're known for pushing the boundaries with augmented reality features.
Mm.
And their spectacles are a great example of that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
I tried a pair on a few years back. They were pretty cool.
Yeah. Snap's definitely trying to carve out a niche with AR. And it could be a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're integrating AR experiences into their app, letting users, you know, try on clothes virtually,
right,
play games, and even interact with brands in new ways.
Right. If they can, you know, make AR a core part of their platform, they might be able to, you know, stand out from the competition.
But they're facing some pretty tough competition, right? You've got Instagram adding new features all the time, TikTok exploding in popularity, and even Facebook trying to get into AR.
Yeah, the social media landscape is a real battleground.
Yeah.
And Snap needs to prove that they can keep users engaged and attract advertisers.
Right.
You know, their success is going to depend on their ability to stay ahead of the trends. You know,
right.
offer unique experiences,
yeah,
and convince users that Snapchat is more than just, you know, another social media app.
Okay, so we've talked about companies trying to reinvent themselves,
yeah,
companies disrupting industries,
right,
and companies riding that crypto wave. Now let's turn our attention to the giants, the companies that seem to be on every investor's radar: Alphabet, Amazon, and Microsoft. These are the heavy hitters, the right ones with a track record of innovation and growth.
Yeah, they're like the blue chip stocks, you know,
yeah,
the ones that offer that sense of stability in a volatile market. But even these, you know, giants are facing challenges and making bold moves to stay ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Alphabet, Google's parent company, is a perfect example. They've mm-hmm. they've got their hands in so many different things, from search and advertising to cloud computing and even self-driving cars.
Right. It's mm-hmm. almost like they're trying to, like, build the future piece by piece with their other bets division. Mm-hmm. Remember when Google Glass was the hot new thing?
Yeah.
That was a flop. But it shows that they're not afraid to experiment and push the limits of what's possible.
Their other bets are definitely intriguing, but they've also, you know, had their share of setbacks.
Right.
And it's not just about innovation. Alphabet's facing, you know, more and more regulatory scrutiny over antitrust concerns and data privacy. So they have to balance their desire to grow and expand with the need to play by the rules and address those concerns about their market dominance. It's a tough balancing act.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's Amazon, the undisputed king of e-commerce and a major force in cloud computing with AWS.
Right.
I mean, they've completely transformed the way we shop.
Yeah.
And they're showing no signs of slowing down.
They just keep expanding into new areas.
Right.
They bought Whole Foods a while back. They're pushing into healthcare. And they've even got their own streaming service now. It's like they just can't stop growing.
Their ambition is remarkable.
Yeah.
And it's what keeps drawing investors in.
Right.
They're always innovating, finding new ways to reach customers.
Yeah.
And diversifying their revenue streams.
And then finally, there's Microsoft, a company that's managed to reinvent itself multiple times.
Yeah.
They went from, you know, dominating the PC software market to becoming a leader in cloud computing with Azure.
Yeah.
And their gaming division is doing really well with Xbox.
Yeah.
What's particularly interesting is their recent attempt to buy Activision Blizzard, a move that could really shake up the gaming world.
That was a bold move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's facing some regulatory hurdles. Mm-hmm. But if it goes through, it would give Microsoft this massive library of popular game franchises.
Yeah.
And could potentially change how we play games.
It's a sign of their vision and their willingness to take risks.
Yeah, and it shows that even the biggest players in tech are always adapting and evolving to stay competitive.
It's amazing how much we've covered.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone from companies trying to stage a comeback to the ones shaping the future of technology.
It really highlights just how diverse the stock market is and all the different paths companies are taking to find success.
So what does all this mean for someone who's trying to navigate this complex world?
Yeah.
You know, and make sense of all this market buzz?
Well, I think it's a good reminder that investing is more than just, you know, picking stocks based on hype or headlines.
Right.
It's about understanding the stories behind these companies, the trends that are shaping their industries, and the factors that are driving their growth.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof.
It sounds like due diligence is key.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, don't just jump on the bandwagon because a stock is trending on social media or a friend gave you a tip.
Right.
Take the time to research the company.
Yeah.
You know, understand their business model, analyze their financials.
Yeah.
And really assess the risks.
So it's about making informed decisions based on, you know, knowledge and insights.
Exactly.
Not just emotions or speculation.
Precisely. Yeah. And keep in mind, you know, this deep dive, it's really only scratched the surface. Each of these companies has a complex story. And there's always more to learn.
So where should someone go from here? How can they keep learning and stay ahead of the game?
Well, you know, pay attention to earnings reports.
Oh.
They provide really valuable insights into a company's financial health.
Mm-hmm.
And they often give you clues about where they're headed.
And what about staying on top of all the constant changes in the market and the broader economy?
You know, keep an eye on market dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
How are companies responding to changes in, you know, consumer behavior?
Yeah.
To technological advancements and the regulatory landscape.
Right.
I mean, these factors can have a huge impact on a company's performance.
For example, we talked about, you know, Apple's privacy changes and how they affected companies like Snap.
Right.
That's a perfect example of how a seemingly small change can have a ripple effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of shifts, the regulatory environment is another big thing to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, you know, increased scrutiny on tech giants like Alphabet and Amazon.
All right.
with antitrust investigations and concerns about data privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these regulatory challenges can really have an impact on how they operate and their profitability.
It's like they're playing this constant game of chess. you know, trying to stay ahead of all these changing rules and regulations.
Right.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. And that's why it's so important to stay informed, you know, not just about the companies themselves, but about the bigger forces that are shaping the market.
Yeah.
You know, read industry publications, follow the financial news, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of resources out there to help make sense of it all.
So let's bring it back to our listener.
Okay.
They've heard about all these companies making news, from GameStop to Microsoft. If they're feeling a bit overwhelmed, what's the one piece of advice you would give them to help them navigate the world of investing?
I would say start with what you're interested in.
Okay.
What are you passionate about? What trends are you curious about? You know, if you're a gamer, maybe dive deeper into the gaming industry and the companies that are driving it forward.
Right.
If you're fascinated by the potential of AI, you know, explore those companies that are at the forefront of that field. You know, investing should be a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
Not just a chase for profits.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, find what sparks your interest and use that as a starting point. So before we wrap up this deep dive, I have one more question for you.
Okay.
We've talked about companies trying to make a comeback, companies, you know, disrupting industries and companies that are built at the future. In your opinion, what's the most important quality for a company to have to be successful in today's world?
I think it's adaptability.
Okay.
The companies that can adapt to change, embrace new technologies, and anticipate those shifts in consumer behavior, those are the ones that are going to thrive. You know, the world is moving so fast, and the companies that can keep up and maybe even set the pace, those are the ones that are going to shape the future.